Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created certain days and He made them better than other days. He made months better than other months. So for example, when you look at the month of Rajab, the month of Sha'ban, or the month of Ramadan, they have superiority over other months. And when we look at the days themselves, there are days better than any other day. For example, we have Yom al-Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, or Yom al-Arafah, the day of Arafah. Or sometimes we have nights that are better than other nights, like Laylatul Qadr, the night of Friday, or the 15th of Sha'ban, and so on. One of the days that we get to come across constantly is Friday. Obviously, the month of Rajab is once a year. Laylatul Qadr is once a year, and the 15th of Sha'ban is once a year. Yet Friday comes every week. So every 7 days, one of them is Friday. A Friday is considered to be a day of Eid for the Muslims, a day of celebration, a day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the hasanat for the mu'mineen, where He opens the doors of heaven for them on the night of Friday, and He opens the doors of repentance. It's a very special day. I mean, I can't, in this few minutes, talk about the importance and the merits of the day of Friday. Since it is a beautiful and Eid day for the Muslims, one of the keys of life falls into that day, and that is to keep ourselves clean. Cleanness. On the day of Friday, it is as almost wajib, compulsory for the mu'mineen, almost. Because when we look at the narrations and the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi on the day of Friday, from how much they emphasized on being clean on that day, you could almost sense that the Prophet wants to say it is wajib, compulsory, but rather, I mean, obviously he can't, but he's trying to say that you definitely, as a Muslim, should clean yourself on a Friday. Obviously, they speak about different things that we need to do on a Friday. Different parts of the body need to be cleansed. So we will look at some of these narrations to see what I and you can do on a Friday to at least follow the sunnah, the tradition and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, let each of you on day of Friday first have a shower. And we'll talk about that later on. We'll see how important that is. And puts perfume after shower, perfume. وَيُسَرُّحُ لِحْيَةَ And he needs to make sure that his beard is done, you know, with comb, and a person combs his beard, and also wears the most beautiful clothes that he have. If you have clean, new clothes, they need to be worn every Friday. So this is when it comes to the general aspect of the body. On Friday, needs to have a shower, perfume, and clean clothes. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue this discussion.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته برام گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat. So we said that Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salamullah, they said that we need to make sure that we are clean on Friday. Imam al-Sadiq, he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لِيُضَاعَفَ الْحَسَنَاتِ For Allah looks onto the people of earth to multiply their deeds. So on Friday, when I shower, put perfume, wear beautiful clothes, and Allah sees me in that state, just looking nice and looking clean, Allah will multiply my deeds. So if I, on a normal day, I pray two rak'ah, Allah gives me 10 hasanat, on Friday He will give me 20. I mean, I don't know how Allah multiplies and how much He gives, but I'm pretty sure He's the most generous, He's akramul kurama, so it would be something beyond my and your comprehension. So on a Friday, you can multiply your deeds by just having a shower and smelling good and looking good. All right, moving on. He says, من اختسل للجمعة فقال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. He who has a shower on Friday and he says, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد واجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المطهرين واجعلني من المتطهرين. That is a small dua found in the A'mal, the actions of Friday in the book Mafatih al-Janan. A person could refer to that. And you can read it as you're having a shower on a Friday. And what happens if we do that? If we are showering on a Friday, reciting that dua, the Imam says, كَانَ طَاهِرًا مِنَ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ You will be pure from this Friday to next Friday. So for a whole week, you'll be purified by just saying that short dua while you are performing the ghusl. So it is also important to notice that aspect of things, not just the physical aspect, which is to have a shower, but also the spiritual aspect of doing that shower, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salamullah, he says, cut your nails on Tuesday and shower on Wednesday. وَأَصِيبُ مِنَ الْحِجَامَةِ حَاجَتَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ And if you need to do hijama, take that blood from your system, do it on Thursday. And put the most beautiful perfumes that you have on a Friday. Now, this is also a way where Imam Ridha alayhi salam lays out the days of the week and certain things need to be performed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says, He who cuts his nails on a Friday, وَأَخَذَ مِن شَارِبِهِ And he trims his mustache, وَاسْتَاكَ And he brushes his teeth, وَأَفْرَغَ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ مِنَ الْمَاءِ And he puts water on his head, حِينَ يَرُوحُ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ When he wants to go to pray Salat al-Jum'ah, شَيَّعَهُ 70,000 مَلَكِ 70,000 angels will walk behind him as he goes to Salat al-Jum'ah in this state. كلهم, all these angels, يستغفرون له ويشفعون له. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and also to intercede for him. So before you go to Friday prayers, you have a shower, you wear nice clothes, you put perfume, and then you walk. Be sure that there are 70,000 angels walking behind you.
asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and also intercede for you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sure that you are among the people of heaven. Small actions, but they have such great consequences. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.